silent disco headphone partiers. Welcome to Bare Naked Reviews. Starring Aishwarya Rai Bachchan, Anushka Sharma, and Ranbir Kapoor. I'm Rishi B, and I'm here with my lovely wife, Binafsa.
Hello.
Before we get into it, a quick reminder that all episodes are on rishib.com, and you can follow the show on the Facebook page, which is self-titled, and on Twitter, Bare Naked Revs. Feedback is always appreciated, and feedback on any of those mediums that I just said gives you a chance to participate in the show. You can pick a topic for a future episode or pick an upcoming movie for your future openers episode. Let's get into Edil Hey Mushkil. So the synopsis, Edil Hey Mushkil, like 99% of Bollywood movies, is about unrequited love. It follows the child of a rich businessman, Ayan, who's played by Ranbir Kapoor, who is being pushed by his father to take over the family business. But his dream is to be a singer, you guys. And one day he runs into a girl, who dances weird, Alize, played by Anushka Sharma. And their relationship takes off immediately. But the movie follows along their relationship and the many ups and downs their love takes. Love goes down? That's sad. So we're going to keep it spoiler free because this is for openers. But in general, I thought the first half was pretty solid. I actually was really impressed by the first half of this movie.
The first half is really good. You know, strong characters. The storyline seemed to be going somewhere. You didn't really know all the details.
Yeah, and the movie is rated kind of mid-well. So it's got a 5.6 out of 10 on IMDb. And basically, just to summarize, that's where I'd put it. Like Binafsa was mentioning, I mean, it had some characters and stuff. You had Ranbir Kapoor, you had Anushka Sharma, you had Aishwarya Rai. And then there was just a bunch of other people sprinkled in there. And
lots of cameos.
Yeah,
guest appearances.
Yeah, and the movie, this is something that I've been kind of seeing from Bollywood movies lately. Self-effacing Bollywood movies where you're making fun of Bollywood. I can't think of specific movies, but I know, like, I think it's Imran Khan. Who's this young guy who does movies, a lot of movies with Kareena Kapoor. Maybe I have the name wrong. Is it Irfan Khan? I've been seeing this a lot where they're making fun of like Bollywood tropes, but then they go ahead and just like go ahead and do those tropes, the same tropes that they were making fun of. And so Ranbir Kapoor's character and Anushka Sharma's character, they're like really like into Bollywood, and that's part of the thing. They're both, when they get introduced in the movie, they're both in separate relationships. The people that they're with, they don't really have the same passion for Bollywood love and all dancing and singing and all that kind of stuff. Alize and Ayan, they get attracted to each other due to their shared love for Bollywood tropes. And so that's kind of fun. And the first half is kind of following along as through a series of circumstances, they get bonded together. They're like doing stuff where they're like dancing in fields and dancing in snowy mountains.
But then they actually admit to the realistic, like being out on the mountain when it's freezing, they're like, oh gosh, you know, it's really cold out here. There's actual snow, you know, it's not like glorified as they are in an older Bollywood movie, I would say.
Yeah, and so that's like kind of the self-effacing part, you know, and that's kind of like your classic Bollywood story. There's a little curveball here, in my opinion, with Aishwarya Rai, where she plays this kind of older woman.
So, a cougar, if I might add.
Yeah, so she gets together with Ranbir Kapoor. I thought it was actually refreshing, the role that she played. And so not to give too much away, but I thought she did really well in the role. And I thought it's like something potentially, because, you know, you see like your older actors in a lot of Bollywood movies. I don't think you necessarily see older Bollywood actresses playing roles besides like that of mothers or grandmas.
Yeah, this is an interesting way to bring back Aishwarya, where she's still hot. I mean, she's still hot for 43, you know. She's still in her heyday. Like, she's still got it. So that's a great way to introduce her back into the storyline, give her a real purpose.
Right.
And it's more than just, I think they hug the fact that she was a cougar versus trying to make her seem like the same age as Ayan and Alize.
Yeah. think another thing I liked about the movie, the first half of the movie, was that Anushka Sharma's character, Elize, is Muslim. And I think there should be more movies. And like, it was kind of a point that they made that she's Muslim. And Ranbir Kapoor, he has a girlfriend in the beginning of the movie who is kind of being awkward about Elize's Muslim heritage, and she's saying things like, oh, I've been practicing this forever.
She said, Salam alaikum.
Yeah, and all these kind of things, and just making it really awkward. And I think that's a thing that a lot of cultures share, being awkward around Muslim people. And so I thought that was actually kind of refreshing.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was also, like, making fun of, you know, being Indian and the Indian culture in general, too, where she kept saying, oh, I watch, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Amitabh Bachchan and the Vatavaran
the vibe.
So that part was really fun. Like, there was a lot of, like, fun humor in the movie you could, like, laugh along with. I enjoyed that part of it.
It's your tried and true Bollywood story. And even, like, Ayan being a singer, I was going to look up the name of the movie, but I forgot to. But he was in a movie called, like, Rock Hero or Rock Star or something like that. And this is essentially a more fleshed out, with more stuff going on besides music. Yeah. The same story, just other stuff going on.
It's essentially, like, multiple love triangles throughout the movie.
Yeah.
A love square at one point.
Yeah. So you got all your love geometry.
Lots of going on.
But in the end, you know, how much would you rate Idil Hai Mushkil?
On a scale of what?
So on a scale of seven private jets, how many private jets would you give
Idil Hai Mushkil probably 4 private jets. I enjoyed it. It was, you know, lighthearted and fun. And I mean, there's only so much you can expect from a Bollywood movie in general. Like, there's very rare movies that are actually about the storyline. This is just lighthearted and fun, and
yeah.
I enjoyed it. So 4 private jets.
Four private jets. I'm gonna give it 3 out of 7. You know, the first half was going somewhere, and I think that people say that, like, oh, it's a Bollywood movie, what do you expect? But, you know, for this year in particular, I got Kapoor and Sons, which I think is one of the best movies I've seen this year, even including Hollywood movies. I know Bollywood movies can do better, and there's a way to mix in all your Bollywood songs and, you know, singing and all that stuff into a movie where you're not making it super, like, cheesy. So I know Bollywood can do better, so I'm gonna slap this on the wrist and give it a 3 out of 7 private jets.
That's fair.
All right. Well, so hopefully this was of help to you, the listener. Idil Hai Mushkil, I stripped you naked. Now it's time you put your gosh darn clothes back on. Idil Hai Mushkil.